for the Richmond Art Museum in Richmond, Indiana. I'm Kate Jetmore. Today I'm joined by Kendra Beisner of the Art Is program. Welcome, Kendra.
Thank you, Kate. I'm really excited to be here.
From what I understand, you've been involved with RAM for 20 years, first as a teacher when you regularly brought your classes to the museum, and now as an instructor. So tell us about those early years and why you felt it was important for your students to experience art.
Well, 20 years ago, I was still teaching in the classroom, and at Garrison, where I taught, all of the teachers had a feeling that art was so important in our everyday activities in the building. And when this program began, we were probably one of the first schools to participate. Mm. We felt it was important by grade level that we went together, so we always signed up as a grade level. Okay. And then when our students went, they were dealing with the kids their age so that they had the opportunity to talk back and forth with the kids that they knew in their classrooms.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And why is it important for young people to experience art firsthand and original works of art?
It's hard for me to believe, but many of our students do not ever get the opportunity to even go to an art museum. And this was a great way to have them visit the art museum at the high school before they got to the high school, to kind of create that love for going down and seeing what's in the galleries and that sort of visual that they could identify with.
Right.
But we always did a lot of art at Garrison and in the elementary schools in those days. And it was really important for kids to see the other cultural approaches to art as well, because art is not always the same everywhere that you go.
Right. Say more about that. I also find that fascinating, that when it comes to art, there are so many different ways of approaching it. And depending on the piece, it sort of opens a door to a whole new set of cultural norms.
It truly does, Kate, because when children think of art as children, they think of cut and paste projects. Mm-hmm. They do not think of colors, shapes, textures, that even something they see in their room could be a piece of art because of the way it interacts with the other things around it.
Right.
And that's really what we were trying to do, is to let children know to get past that piece of paper, to think outside the box, and then to experience it so that you could internalize it.
Mm. Kendra, what grade was it that you taught it at Garrison? I'm assuming it was always the same grade while you were there?
Not actually. I started out in second grade, moved to third grade, and then I finally ended up for many, many, many years at kindergarten.
Okay.
And all three of those levels we took to the art museum. Usually the program was for K through three, so that the teachers would make that opportunity happen, and those kids had a really good background with the program before they got to the fourth grade, fifth grade.
And what about art in the classroom at Garrison, and specifically in your classroom? Were there, in addition to what I assume would be art classes, were there also illustrated books that they were interacting with in your classroom?
Well, there are always, we were always taking books and looking at how the illustrators were all different and how it would make you feel. And that some kids liked this illustrator, some liked somebody else, and then you would have to try to figure out what made you feel that way about it and what was in the art that attracted you.
Yes.
And I think that is the first experience children have, is to see art in books, and then they begin to form their opinion of what they like or what they're drawn to.
Mm. And I just have to shout out for 1 second about the authors and illustrators quilt that I remember being in the library at Garrison and participating in as a student at Garrison. So, Kendra, let's talk about Art Is, which has been described as a multicultural, hands-on educational program. First of all, give us a sense of the program and how local students are participating in it.
Well, at the beginning, the whole goal was to combine hands-on, visual, interactive, and aware of the places in the world and the cultures that make art different. And so the program at the high school involved a visual corner and a time with an adult that gave them some facts and information about the cultural differences and the things that we did that were the same. And then there was time for the children to touch and feel, like putting on clothing from the country that was very colorful and fun to do. The kids loved doing that. Mm-hmm. And then to finally end with some sort of craft or an activity that allowed them to do something different than what they had done in their classrooms. So they still kept the integrity of the program, and they have pushed us into the classroom now.
Okay.
And so we carry our wagons, and they are come equipped with everything we need. We do the same exact thing, but in their own classroom environment.
Oh, wow. So it's rather than the kids coming to the museum, you are going to the kids.
The museum comes to them, and we always remind them that the museum is free all the time, and they can just bring an adult to come and see what's going on, and that it changes all the time,
wow,
just like we do in our interests. So we come into the classroom, we bring things they can see and touch and feel from the culture that is art, and then we do a little talking about how things compare and contrast culturally as well as visually, and we do a craft with them, and they get to take that home immediately. That's their prize at the end of the session.
Uh-huh.
And it has become a really enjoyable thing for me.
Mm.
Just today, I was in a classroom, and three kids looked at me and go, we know you. And I said, well, how do you know me? And they said, well, you brought Art Is to us last year when we did. And they remembered Africa and the beads. And so there's that connection that they make with the presenter, and
yeah,
the connection that they have. They are going to have another cultural experience, and they now understand what's going on.
Oh, that's really exciting. And is Art Is always connected to a specific culture or a specific country or continent?
Yes, each year we pick a country.
Okay.
And that way they can locate artists from that country, materials. We have so many generous travelers in Richmond that bring artifacts for the museum to use for this program.
Mm.
And that helps them to see also that some cultures are different, that they do things differently, sometimes for the same reason, visually, and sometimes for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really helped because, as I just mentioned, these students were also telling me about how that was like, that there was something in the India program that reminded them of Africa.
Oh.
And so they compare and contrast, and they make some wonderful connections that way.
Oh my gosh, that gives me goosebumps. That really gives me goosebumps. Mm. And you've just revealed that this year Art is focusing on India.
Correct.
So as an instructor, I mean, I'm sort of asking you for a spoiler here, but what kinds of experiences are you preparing for students in the area? And what are you really hoping that they will take away from it?
Lance Crow prepares a lot of the materials from the museum point and gives us ideas of where to look for enrichment, ideas that we can talk about, language, numbers. The kids are fascinated, always fascinated, no matter what grade level, with how the culture writes and the letters they use and the way they use color. They always ask about that, no matter what country we're using. Mm-hmm. And then we're also allowed to do a little geography and how far away are we, and if we're that far away, what's going to be similar or different? Mm-hmm. And we talk about the festivals and special events that each of these countries has that maybe we don't, and compare them with the festivals or celebrations that we have in America. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kids get very excited about that sort of thing because they want to know everything they can find out about something that's a party, you know.
Who doesn't? Or if there's food involved, right?
Right.
I'm wondering if, what's coming to me is that in many cultures, religion is very, very important. And then obviously underneath that layer of religion, there's often a deep connection to the natural world, to the seasons and the kind of rhythm, the natural rhythms throughout the year. Do some of those topics and insights come up as you're exploring with the kids?
Oh, definitely they do, Kate, because they're interested in their climate. Climate drives oftentimes the availability of what they can do and how they can do it. Mm-hmm. For example, we're talking about India. So we're talking about the weather and that it's hot. And so we had examples of clothing and we tried them on, and that kids could see that the clothes were thinner fabrics to keep cool. Their buildings are built differently so that they can have openness for air to go through the buildings. Mm-hmm. And then when they did their art projects, they were able to connect them. I'm laughing because just today one little girl said, "Oh, I think I know why they have these round doors now, because it lets in more air." Well, I wasn't actually sure that was true or not, but it was a discovery that she thought was important,
right,
and made a connection with
yes.
it. So,
yes, I just love hearing all the personal moments and memories and insights of being with these children during the school day. And I actually want to share with our listeners that when I was at Garrison, I believe you were a third grade teacher. So here we are so many years later, circling back and sitting in the same virtual room having this conversation. I want to thank you, Kendra, not only for sitting down with me today, but for all you do in the community as an educator.
Well, thank you. It's my honor, and I have enjoyed every minute of it.
For the Richmond Art Museum, this is Kate Jetmore.